A7 motorway towards northern Luxembourg has reopened after being closed for around 3 hours this morning following reports of smoke in the Gruft tunnel. According to the Grand Ducal Fire and Rescue Corps, smoke was reported in the tunnel, prompting authorities to close the A7 from the Waldhaff interchange from 5:20 a.m., causing major traffic disruption. Health Minister Martine Desprez says Luxembourg's hospitals are not yet structurally equipped to cope with extreme heat waves, after temperatures inside some hospital rooms topped 34 degrees last week. Doctors reported more cases of severe dehydration and patients needing IV medication after being unable to keep tablets down. The minister says the country still coped relatively well compared to abroad. In other news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out a withdrawal from southern Lebanon until Hezbollah is fully disarmed and no longer poses a threat to Israel. He's also ordered the military to destroy all Hezbollah infrastructure above and below ground used for attacks on Israel. Financial disclosures show US President Donald Trump earned around $1.2 billion from cryptocurrency activities in his first year back in office. Critics point to conflicts of interest given his administration's deregulation of the crypto sector. The White House has rejected any ethical concerns. The oceans have never been this warm in June, according to the EU's Copernicus Climate Agency. Average temperatures reached almost 21 degrees, a record with knock-on effects for weather, climate and marine ecosystems. Moving to sport, and in the World Cup games tonight, England face DR Congo at 6 p.m, Belgium are against Senegal at 10 p.m. Meanwhile, the USA are preparing for their biggest match in their football history, playing Bosnia-Herzegovina at 2 a.m. And in basketball, LeBron James is leaving the Los Angeles Lakers after 8 seasons, but will continue his NBA career elsewhere. The 41-year-old, the league's all-time leading scorer, informed the franchise on the opening day of free agency. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Morning temperatures are around 22 degrees now, with the sun and clouds alternating in the sky. The clouds may take the upper hand in the afternoon, as showers can be expected across the country, while temperatures will reach a maximum of 26 degrees.
RTL Today traffic info.
Right then, we have an accident on the A4 between Esch and Furtz. Also another accident on the A1 between Ham and Kishbone. So avoid those areas if you can. That's the A4 between Esch and Furtz, and on the A1 between Ham and Kishbourg. On the N5 between Merle and the Avenue Monterey Grand Duchesse Charlotte, there's traffic congestion being reported. And also on the A6 between Helfenter Brook and Gasperish, also some traffic congestion on the A3 between Wettenberg and Gasperish. This morning, there's a speed check in Hassel on the Route of Dellheim, and this afternoon in Rippweiler on the Hauptstrasse, and another one in Schengen on the N10. That's your traffic.
Want your drinks delivered at home? Go to drinks.lu. Drinks, proud sponsors of The Lunchbox on RTL Today Radio.
The Lunchbox with Stephen Stapslow.
RTL.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Must be some kind of way out of here, say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, take my herb. None will level on the mine. Nobody up in this world. Hey,
very warm welcome to the Lunchbox here on RTL Today Radio. It is Ben in for Stephen Stepslow once again today. Thanks very much for joining us with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. That was, of course, Jimi Hendrix Experience All Along the Watchtower, kicking off the show today. Lots of good music on the way. Next up, some Kerrangbin featuring Leon Bridges. This is Texas Sun.
Texas sun.